Thompson.
And I'm Dan Novak.
This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan has accused Western nations of double standards for speaking out against Iran over its weekend attacks on Israel, but not condemning Israel for targeting the Iranian consulate in the Syrian capital earlier. In a televised speech on Tuesday, Erdogan also said his government would continue with diplomatic efforts that he says are aimed at de-escalating tensions in the Middle East. The Turkish leader accused Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu of escalating tensions to prolong his political life. Efforts to end wars in the Middle East and Ukraine are expected to dominate this week's meeting of Group of Seven foreign ministers. Reuters correspondent Olivia Chan has more.
The island of Capri is beefing up security measures on Tuesday ahead of the G7 foreign ministers meeting. Host Italy's top diplomat Antonio Tajani said on Monday that efforts to end wars in the Middle East and Ukraine will dominate the meeting.
We are united. This is crucial.
The ministers from major Western powers will present a united front in demanding a ceasefire in Gaza and a de-escalation of tensions between Israel and Iran.
Reuters correspondent Olivia Chan. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said a lack of air defense missiles prevented Ukraine from thwarting a Russian missile attack last week that destroyed the biggest power plant in the region around the capital, Kyiv, he said in an interview with PBS on Monday. The power plant was the biggest energy facility in Kyiv and was built to have a capacity of 1,800 megawatts, more than the pre-war needs of Ukraine's biggest city. This is